Yeah, absolutely, Emma. You know, it wasn't actually part of the overall Greenway project. This was a very innovative biodiversity project that was the brainchild of some local people, where they wanted to plant some wildflowers and native Irish trees on the verges of the Greenway, which they did. I felt that it was a very positive project and helped them through my private members fund in a small way. They went on then to provide posts and signage bilingually, actually describing the type of plants, the type of trees, and all of the various information around the history of the plants, and even some mythology which was associated with plants, etc. They went down a couple of mornings ago, and they found that eight of the posts had been torn out of the ground and strewn around in what can only be described as an act of total wanton vandalism. They contacted me. I felt that I had to go public on it to make people aware of it. They also have been in contact with the Inish Times and Inish the Independent, etc. The posts have now been reinstated through the great efforts of the local people who actually initiated the project, and they deserve great praise for the very quick turnover of having these posts reinstated. And if you went down there now, you would never even think that anything that had even happened. But my concern is this was not the work of children. You know, it had to be someone who had the physical strength to actually pull concreted posts out of the ground. You know, and it makes absolutely no sense at all. I would encourage anybody who has any information at all of any kind to get in contact with an Gardaí.
Because this is a community organisation that put these in place, and people here are trying to enhance the area, it's even more disappointing then that something like this would happen.
Yes, absolutely, Emma. And as I pointed out earlier, it made no sense. There was no possible gain in it for anybody. It was just pure wanton destruction.